All right. Thank you, Dave. And yes, there's a big race going on for the Kansas 1st District in the U.S. House of Representatives, an open seat there, formerly held by Roger Marshall, who's running for Senate. We have joining us via telephone the Republican candidate in that race, former Lieutenant Governor Tracy Mann of Salina. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. We're glad we could squeeze you in here right ahead of the election. I want to ask you, first of all, how eager are you to finally be this close to the finish line with this race?
Well, we're really excited, you know, and this for us started about 14 months ago, and it'd be great to get through it tomorrow. We feel good about it, but are taking nothing for granted. You know, the only other time I've served in elected office, I was lieutenant governor, but then before that, I was student body president at K-State in the late 90s, and so it's just fun to be having the election here coming up tomorrow.
You know, a lot of people, there's a lot of excitement, there's a lot of tension going on nationwide with these races. Of course, we're in the middle of a pandemic that nobody expected to be in. What do you see here at stake in this election, in your opinion, and why do you feel it's important, especially here in the Manhattan area, why residents elect you to the House?
Sure. Well, you know, America's on the ballot, and we are going to determine what direction this country goes nationally and, of course, you know, with the presidential election federally and in Kansas as well. A lot of important races. I'm a K-Stater through and through. Like I said, I was student body president at K-State in the late 90s and just care a lot about K-State. We got to make sure we get NBAF up and operational and funded and moving forward. We got to make sure that we're standing up for Fort Riley, really important for the Manhattan area as well. And you'll find me to be very supportive of all of those things.
All right. You know, so many Kansans, like many Americans, are struggling with high unemployment caused by the pandemic. And I know the House has been trying to get, and the Senate, they've been trying to work on another stimulus here. Is that the right plan here, or what is your plan to address that if you are fortunate to be elected?
Well, I'm a big believer that we've got to be open and remain open as a country and as an economy. You know, back earlier this year did not know what we were dealing with, but we now know that some people need to take precautions. Certainly some people need to take extreme precautions, but the majority of Americans and of Kansas needs to move forward. And so I would favor staying up versus, you know, more stimulus. Now, if there are stimulus that's needed for certain industries, certain businesses, I would certainly consider that, but I think it needs to be very targeted, very specific, and not a one-size-fits-all. We've got a huge growing debt and deficit federally that I'm very concerned about.
Well, there's no question about that. And you know, it's going to be interesting to see. I know the president touts that there may be a vaccine here sooner than we've maybe may have first thought here. How optimistic are you that we see a vaccine here early on in the new year?
You know, I'm very optimistic. You know, they call it Operation Warp Speed, and the speed at which a lot of, you know, this is coming towards us is positive, is encouraging. There's no sure thing, though. And also, you know, a vaccine needs to be voluntary. If somebody, that's a decision between people and their doctor. But I'm optimistic that we'll have a vaccine and that we're going to get through this pandemic as a nation together.
All right. We're speaking with Tracy Mann, again, candidate here in the U.S. House of Representatives race. He's the Republican candidate. Well, let's talk about trade a little bit and what your stance is on that and kind of what you're hoping to do if elected.
Yeah, well, I'm a big trade guy, and certainly trade is vital for the country, vital for Kansas, vital for our farmers and ranchers. Serving on the House Ag Committee will be my number one priority in Congress, as well as standing up for our conservative Kansas values. You know, Donald Trump has stood up to China, who's taken advantage of us for far too long, and we are making progress. And they released last week some of the results so far of what ag products China has purchased in the phase one of this trade deal. And as we know, commodity prices have increased in Kansas because of that. There's more work to do. We are far from being there yet. And long term, we've got to transition, I think, away from China to other countries. But we are making progress, but have a long ways to go.
Yeah, obviously, if you can diversify your markets, I imagine that's probably a good opportunity. Is South America maybe one of those potential areas that could be trade options?
Brandon, I think so. I think we as a nation need to really think about who do we want our trading partners to be in 3 years, 5 years and 10 years. And we need to actively be building our trade relationships today with countries that we want to be trading with in 2030. We've got to have a much less reactive and much more proactive approach to international trade to the benefit of farmers, ranchers, and manufacturers here in Kansas.
All right. Well, you know, we've heard a lot of the ads. I'm sure everyone's heard the campaign ads here across the state for all the different races. But I'll have to be honest, I haven't heard a lot of negative ads in this race here between you and your opponent. Tell us how the two of you differ. I know you both never really had a lot of experience in holding office.
Yeah, you know, it's been a pretty upbeat, positive campaign. We'd be very different from the standpoint of I'm pro-life, pro-ag, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. I think another big difference is the first vote any person who's elected to federal office take is for leadership, and her vote would be for Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And I just don't think Nancy Pelosi represents our values in Riley County, in Salina where I live, or in the Big First. I would be voting for Kevin McCarthy, and I just think, you know, a lot of differences in how we view the world and how we think or how I think we ought to move forward.
That said here, obviously the House is going to look a lot different here after the election potentially. What do you see going forward about how we do a better job maybe ending some of this back and forth that goes on in Washington and maybe working across the aisles?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to getting to Washington as soon as we're fortunate to be elected tomorrow, and quickly identifying who wants to solve problems for the country in the Congress and who just wants to, you know, score political points, and how do we work with people that would share our beliefs and views and come together on things and move it forward. You know, the criminal justice reform, which is bipartisan, that happened last year, and that's a great example of Congress's ability to do that at times, but we've got to be moving forward.
All right. Well, I know we're a little short on time here, Tracy, but is there anything else that you want to make sure to get out there to the public here?
No, I just think everyone needs to go to the polls and vote. Incredibly important election, and I appreciate your consideration, your vote for me and other Republicans, and we'll always care a lot about my alma mater, K-State, and the incredible community in Manhattan, Raleigh County. So thanks for having me on, Brandon.
All right. Well, we sure wish you the best of luck tomorrow, and we'll talk again real soon.
Sounds great. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Tracy Mann, again, Republican candidate in the big first race in the U.S. House of Representatives. That'll be an interesting one to watch tomorrow. He's the Republican candidate going up against a Democrat, Kayleigh Barnett of Garden City. Be an interesting race to watch. I don't think the Democrats have ever won that race. It's been a tightly held seat by the Republicans.